Dana Robinson, my general manager for Eastern Grain Marketing. I'm also the chief executive officer for Heritage FS, one of the members of Eastern Grain Marketing. I've been in various roles and positions in career with FS about 40 years, and I guess about 4 months to go before I retire.
4 months, huh? Well, good for
you. Yeah, end of January.
All right. Well, great. Well, Dana, we're going to talk about this new shuttle loading facility on the Norfolk Southern Railroad, and this partnership that between Eastern Grain and Growmark and Heritage FS. Tell us a little about the facility and when it was completed.
Okay, well, it's been on the drawing board for a number of years. We actually had one site a little further west of where it's currently located, originally picked out to construct our shuttle loader, and but we had a track design that we weren't completely satisfied with. We tried to acquire a little more ground, couldn't get that done, and we found this other piece of ground about a year and a half ago, and started construction in June of 2012, and we had to blast because we have a lot of rock in depths of 3 to 4 feet. So good location in terms of supplying a good firm ground to build on, but tough for digging pits and tunnels. So we had to start our construction with blasting where our basements and pits were going to be. Started in June. We finished here about a month ago. Had an open house in August. Invited about 800, sent out 800 invitations. Had a good turnout for our open house, and we're actually starting to take grain today. The shuttle loader is a oval track, 8,000 feet of track, so it's well over a mile long by a mile and a half. And, it is capable of handling unit trains of grain, 110 cars at a time, plus four engines. Unit trains will come in to our site, delivered by the railroad. They will release the train to us, and then we will fill the trains from there, and we'll hopefully within 12 hours release the train, and the railroad company will pick the train back up and put it back on the main line to head to its destination. The oval track, it'll go around, and it'll each car will be filled from the train loading site that we have, and the inspection and the weighing will be going on at the same time as the filling operation. The facility will be able to take inbound grain 30,000 bushel per hour legs. There's four legs, so capable of two inbound pits for grain coming in. We can handle both corn and beans at the site. Two dryers, capacity of a little shy of 10,000 bushel per hour capacity for drying. Name of the game is speed, and that's what this facility was set up for, both inbound and outbound grain, because we get premiums for fast turnaround on the unit trains. And having an oval track allows us to fill that train without breaking it apart like you would have to if you had a train that size on it that you filled with using a ladder track. In other words, a series of tracks that are parallel to one another, and you break it up into smaller pieces and have to put it back together. So this allows us not to have to do any decoupling of the cars. The site was chosen because we looked at the amount of grain that was being produced in and around western Kankakee County in Illinois, and the capacity for the grain to be moved. We looked at the way it's currently being moved, and we saw this would be an excellent site for building facility like this, be able to enhance the value of grain to not only our members that live in that area, but also to the other growers in the area, because it definitely adds value to the grain if we can take it in and ship it out at a faster rate than it's currently being handled. That adds value to the land as well.
But really, I mean, as far as you're concerned, I mean, you're nearing retirement here. How do you feel about it personally to be able to be a part of this new facility?
It's kind of been a dream to be able to find a location and be able to bring a facility like this that really adds value to our co-op and to the members of the co-op and just to the general farming community in that area. And really, when I say that area, it probably affects the value of grain probably in a 30-mile radius of that site. So it stretches out quite a ways and takes in a lot of acres. And like I said, it does add value because we're not alone in the grain business. We'll have to be in a competitive marketplace and bid to get that grain. It's not just being able to handle it quickly. We've also got to be able to be competitive on what we pay for the grain.
What are your destination markets out of that?
Primarily, currently, we're on the NS. We have access to the BN. BN would give us access to the cattle market in the southwest Texas area. It would also, the NS gives us excellent coverage for the poultry market in the southeast and also the ethanol plants in Indiana and Ohio.
All right. Well, really, that's all the questions I have, Dana. And
okay.
It sounds like you're going out on a high note on your retirement. You'll be able to say,
"Yeah, yeah." Well, as it happens, we on the other side of the business, on the fertilizer side, we just started here a month or two ago another big project. We're building a fertilizer terminal just south of our office here in Gilman. So I'm hoping that. That one won't take quite as long to construct. The shuttle loader took us from when we started in June with the blasting to the time we figured we were finished was August. So that was a 13-14 month time period. We're looking at this one being done in about 4 or 5 months, and we got started a month ago. So it's scheduled to be finished about the same time I retire. So.
All right. That'll be a good retirement party.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Dana. I really appreciate you talking to me today. When I get this up edited and finished, I'm going to send you a link to the story so that you can correct anything that you'd like to. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks so much, Dana. Have a great day.